This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is a really weird moment because I think TX ready to admit something that I've already admitted readily on this show.
It's time, I think. Maybe I'm not as good of a father as I thought.
When you read this list, neither one of us.
I thought I was great. I thought I was doing great until I read this list, and I was like, "Wow."
Maybe you are a good father, and maybe I am a good father because we do the other father.
Play the song. We're done. We'll count it. Never mind.
Oh, not that song.
Oh no, no.
Okay, there's a list of mental load tasks that men just sort of... I don't like stereotypes. I don't like saying all men are blank. All husbands are blank. All fathers are blank. All women are blank. But this list hits so close to home that I'm like, oh God. And when I watched your face going down the list, it took me a while before I had to disagree.
Me too. Oh no.
I honestly, like, looking at this list and knowing you guys, I don't see it.
Okay. This is stuff that we just assume women will take care of. I'm probably in the worst health of my own personal life right now because I'm not in a relationship. Because my wife would go, "Hey, you haven't had a physical. I made an appointment."
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
But this list is for kids, right?
So that's what I'm saying. It's the same with them. I don't go get a physical for myself, do you think I give a flying F if my kid has had a physical or a dentist? I do care. I want it to happen, but I don't make that appointment. Like, the medical stuff is
Or like, how often are you supposed to, like, you know, I don't know, once in middle school, once when they graduate. I don't, you know.
I'll drive them to it. If it's on my calendar, but I didn't make the appointment.
If my wife gives me the address, I would drive them gladly.
Yes.
Really?
We have to be... Aaron, what are you talking about? You've been in relationships. Are you? I know you don't have kids and you haven't really dated a guy with kids, but we don't do that stuff. Like, more often than not, when you go on a date, who plans it?
I let the dude plan it.
You may be getting by with that right now because you're Hinge bait, but like when you're...
Yeah, they're putting their best foot forward still. Yeah.
When you're dating someone, who plans the date?
It depends.
Don't lie.
It's genuinely been like 50-50.
Your last boyfriend, there's no way he planned a damn thing.
Yeah.
The guy, not one of the Hinge tossaways. I'm saying the last big relationship. He planned stuff.
Yes.
Lies.
It absolutely fizzled out towards the end, but like, he planned stuff.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow. Married dudes don't do that. Especially when it comes to the health of their children.
No, I don't even know. Am I allowed to call the doctor? I always thought they don't want to hear from me. Like, they're like, just put your wife on the phone.
They're like, what are you calling for? Which immunizations? And you're like,
Then you say, I don't remember. Check your chart.
No, you go, you hand the phone to her.
Oh my God.
Because I don't even know my own. I don't think it's like a neglect of my children or anything. It's like, I don't think that way about my life or their life. I just don't.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't occur to me.
I haven't gone to the doctor in forever because no one is telling me to.
We have all told you
no,
to.
No, you haven't really. I mean,
I've told you not to.
Yes, thank
and
you,
and you're Tia. Listening to him.
Yes, he's a fellow human. The other one is, the next one is paying attention to their mental health. Where you're, like, we're, like, if my daughter was sitting in the corner weeping, I'm going to go, oh, wow. Like, I'm going to pay attention.
Yeah, something's happening.
But, like.
No, you pay attention. You've come in and you've said stuff. You pay attention.
But only when it gets.
Yeah, I think you do too.
But only when the pendulum swings pretty far. Because, like, I remember being married and, like, sitting down, the kids have gone to bed, and it's like, well, you heard what Noah said. And it's like,
Which one's Noah?
Show me a picture. It's like, no, you, I mean, the way he inflected when he was talking about football, and you're like, what? Mm. I don't, what?
I must have been chewing at the time. I don't know.
Like, we don't do that.
Yeah, and my kids are, they're still very young, so the mental health thing hasn't quite, like, I haven't dealt with it as same with, like, a tween or a teenager yet, but I don't think I'm good at realizing the mood swings and stuff. I just see once it's gotten to that point where now he's yelling, I'm like, okay, now he's mad.
Right.
I don't see, but I don't see the build up.
With toddlers, it's a very quick.
It is. And with me. I can turn it on.
All right.
Here's my favorite thing. Erin, our little sister, is looking at us like, I think we should probably stop talking about it.
She's
because like you seem truly disappointed.
I'm surprised.
But why are you surprised? This is just who, I don't want to do the generalization, but this is just who men are because you allow it.
Yeah, but so do you consider, I don't want to call you a single parent because you have a solid co-parenting right. thing right now.
I'm a single parent, like, when I have my kids though.
Yeah, so I figured you would have stepped up to make the doctor's appointments. You've taken Noah on college visits.
Yeah.
You've done things.
But that's different than, so it's like, it's one of those weird things where I think my ex-wife sort of wanted me to step up.
Okay.
Once we got a divorce. It's like, well, now that this is going to get dark and we're going to have to come back to the list in a minute. No, it's one of the things when you're in the process of divorce, it's like, oh my God, I can't decide if women are going to hate me or understand what I'm saying. Should I just stop? I should just stop.
Let's try it.
No. Okay.
You're coming from a good place.
Okay. I'm coming from a very honest place. Okay. So what I'm getting at with what happens between men and women with their kids is you don't make the doctor's appointments. You don't think about their mental health. But she doesn't ever think about the yard, or she doesn't ever think about, like, the things that you do, which I don't know what they are, but like the things that you do.
She, I could compile a list, maybe.
She'd probably have to start it. Okay. But so there's a give and a take. There's a yin and a yang. She does this, you do that, and together you make a perfect couple. So when you get a divorce, I think she was like, well, you're on your own. It comes to the doctor's appointments and their mental health and all the things on this list that you suck at. But then you go to court and she's like, well, I've become accustomed to this lifestyle. I want this much money. And I'm of the mindset of like, okay, well, here's the money. But then I'm accustomed to the lifestyle of not giving an F about their doctor's appointments. So you should keep doing that. As long as I'm paying you
to maintain the same lifestyle,
then I get to maintain my same lifestyle of not knowing when their doctor's appointments is are. Right?
No, I understand, but I think, you know, just as a parent, you should step up anyways.
Do you hear how disappointed she is?
I know.
What? We're not getting a divorce, Erin. I mean,
no, we're not. It's okay.
Do we want to get to the rest of the list, or should we leave it alone?
There's a few more I have to fess up. Yeah.
We'll do the rest of the list, why Tiak and I are bad parents, next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're in the middle of disappointing Aaron and exploring how crappy of a father both T-Hack and I are.
Well, and disappointing myself. I feel like I watch like sitcoms from the 90s a lot, and it's the old cliche of like, will you just take the kids? Like the wife wants to give the kid, and right. The husband's like, oh, I don't know what to do. And I'm always like, oh, that's so...
And then it's a full episode dedicated to like, the kids made a mess in the house.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's always like, that's so ridiculous. I take my kids out. I know what... like. We don't live that way. And then I saw this list, and I'm a little closer to the 90s sitcom than I thought.
Well, we do. I think we do the childlike things. We're really good at being one of them.
Yeah, wrestling.
Yeah,
yeah, playing the Legos,
pushing the boundaries of like, you know, rub some dirt on it, get back up. And they're like, I think that with the bone sticking out, we should maybe... yeah.
Call the doctor. Call, I don't know his number.
I don't know even what a doctor is. Yeah. So there's a whole list of things like medical stuff, paying attention to their mental health. There's almost nothing on the list that I'm good at.
I'm really good at remembering to ask my wife like, oh, do we have the diaper bag? When we're already leaving, like we're already in the car going.
Asking her, like.
Like, did we, I know. That's so it's like, I do remember, but I don't remember to grab it. And I always remember too late. She's always ahead of me. She's always like several steps ahead of me.
So then you're worthless.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to remember. I just don't.
Just
I never,
in case that one time. And yeah, they forget
that
it.
She does forget.
Yeah.
So you're, but you're the fail-safe when you're already back in the car.
I know. That's the problem. I don't remember. Well, I'm carrying the car seat and stuff, and I just don't think of it. That's what I'm saying. I'm worse than I realized.
Okay, let's blast through the list really fast. Tidying up. Do you do that?
I do. I'm better at that.
Do you do that unprompted?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Because I know that's very important to my wife. Mm-hmm. In fact, we do it like once we put the kids down, we don't hang out, we don't chill until the house is at least tidied up.
You put the house back together, then you can like...
Because she's not able to sit and relax if there's like toys everywhere and stuff. She can't do it. I could easily do it.
So you're not a part of this one yet, but extracurriculars, like sports and dance and lessons. Mm-hmm. Do you think you're going to... Because that's the only one I was good at.
The sport, yeah, and I've done that. Like Leo's done basketball and stuff before, and I took him to it.
But who signed him up? It's Aaron. Like,
right? That just discussed. It's just like she just did it, and then I took him, and it worked great.
Because I don't know where to go. I'd like. Yeah. Do I go to I-9 or do I go to NFL Flag or ugh, just get it done and I'll get them there. Just put it on my calendar with several alerts leading up to it, including travel time.
Just then like I take him to school, but I don't sign him up for school. I don't do any like the behind the scenes of paperwork, but I take him. So I'm like, I feel like I'm a part of it, but I don't think I'm really
so
a part of it.
So do you know that she had to submit immunization records to get him into preschool? Do you know where the immunization records are? I'm only asking these things because I don't know the answer to them myself.
Mm-mm.
I know that Noah's...
I don't know where mine are either, though.
Yeah, but you're not doing anything that you require them. But your kid cannot go to preschool in a couple... Whenever he starts again, like you have to have that.
Okay.
It's a yellow card.
I'll ask where
they
are.
Do you know where the yellow card is?
No, I've never seen a yellow card in my life. I'm sure he has one, though.
Of course he has one. Okay. So you're like, this is what I'm saying.
Well, where is it? Tell me.
I don't know where the yellow card is for my own children. Why would I know where yours is?
Good.
Do you think you'll pack lunches?
No.
Because he has half day. You don't need to pack
lunches. But it's going to happen.
He packed a snack. He would pack a snack, and he would do it with mom. He would help, but she would do it. Because what am I going to pack him?
What would you pack? If you had to put something together right now, what would you put in there?
Probably like a McDonald's gift card.
Stop.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.